And you're listening to the news at one. The Ombudsman for Children has raised serious concerns for the safety and welfare of children in direct provision, submitting a special report to the Oireachtas after a lack of action on previous recommendations. It's the first time the Ombudsman for Children's office has used its power to lay a report down in this manner since it was established 20 years ago. The Ombudsman, Niall Baldoon, is with us here in studio. Very good afternoon to you and welcome to the programme. Now, you did a previous report in relation to children in direct provision in 2021 and you had a series of recommendations there. What has prompted you now to follow this up with this, as we said, unprecedented move to lay a further report directly with the Oireachtas?
Well, I suppose we've done numerous investigations with public agencies and we always allow a 6, 12 and 24 month follow-up on those recommendations. All of our recommendations in 2021 to the Irish or to the International Protection Accommodation Service, to TUSLA and to the Department of Children were accepted and they agreed to work on them. But 2 years later, we find that they've actually gone backwards. None of the recommendations have been worked on and we're really concerned about that, and that's the first time it's happened to us.
None of the recommendations?
None of the recommendations have made any progress whatsoever. So you're looking at three simple recommendations from us to simplify it. It would be, one was the cessation of using private hospitality centres, hotels and B&Bs. The second was to make sure that there was strong regulation and oversight by HICWA of children in direct provision centres across the country. And finally, to make sure that all children coming into the country had a vulnerability assessment so that we knew what needs they had when they were going into accommodation.
You're saying in this report that the crisis, and I'm quoting, the crisis-driven response currently being executed by government has made the situation worse, made it worse for children living in state-provided accommodation. I mean, let's begin with this question in relation to the use of commercial hotels and B&Bs and so forth. There's been no improvement on that.
Well, again, we recognise the reality that the Ukrainian crisis has caused a huge increase in the use of private hotels. But what happens with that is that there's no oversight or regulation as a result of using a private contractors. The regulation and oversight that we hope to have by HICWA is only for the 49 designated centres, so they're the older centres that were here in direct provision for over the last 15 years, but there's 175 private emergency accommodation centres where there's no oversight, there's no regulation, and there's no certainty that the safety standards are being maintained.
And that is something, could that be readily and easily addressed?
Well, it certainly would be worth negotiating with HICWA. Could they take that on? I'm not sure if they could, but it certainly is something that needs to be considered, because we are spending 40 million euros a month in these private accommodations, and we need to know the standards are being maintained.
Is there an alternative to those private accommodations? Could more be done to find alternatives?
Yeah, I think, again, that these are the things. The white paper back in 2021 talked about creating 6 reception centres around the country, and even before the Ukrainian crisis came to being, we had 12 months in which nothing happened on those ones. There was no long-term plan, there was no planning permission, there was no purchases, there was no long-term leases entered into. So those sort of areas is something that could be done. Can we look at that at this stage?
Another issue you raised, and you mentioned it a moment ago, the access, the question of children with particular vulnerabilities. Mm. Now, every child who comes into the International Protection Programme is meant to be assessed, isn't that right?
That's right, yeah. Again, you've got to assume a child coming across looking for international protection is already vulnerable by the very nature of that. They've gone through some sort of trauma to leave their home country and to seek asylum somewhere else. But from what we can tell, and the data is not clear, but from what we can tell, only about 700 children have been assessed for vulnerability in the last 12 months. And even that assessment is now done. It was supposed to be done by social workers face to face, but now it's been done through an application form that the parents of the international applicant have to fill in. They may fill it in at a stage when they're still traumatised, maybe in a different language and with very little help, and then that has to go be sent off to Dublin for an assessment as well. So it's a very, very cumbersome, and it's the opposite of child-centred assessments.
What do you make of the department's response? They do say that dealing with these issues remains a key priority, but they also say the current system will remain in place for the foreseeable future.
Yeah, and again, what we've got to remember, prior to 2021, we had only 3,000 applicants and we couldn't build the system. We didn't commit to building a system that was suitable. We need to look to the future now and recognise that the world is changing. Hopefully the Ukrainian situation will change and we won't have, the war will end, but we will have people coming into our country into the future. We need to own our accommodation. We need to have control over it. And the Minister O'Gorman is very clear that if they owned and controlled the accommodation, they could control the costs and they could control the standards that are applied there. That's the way forward. We need to recognise that and start building towards it. It may take 2 or 3 years to make sure we move that way, but we can't continue in a crisis-driven manner.
And in the meantime, and if it doesn't happen, what are the consequences for children?
Well, we're very clear. I mean, we cannot be sure that children are getting the best possible safe services. The best example we can give is Tuusula went to 49, there's 49 designated centres. They assessed the child safety statements in 38 of them. That's the barest minimum that you would have in any centre, which is just essentially means that the organisation have looked at what risks are there for children and what have they done to help them. And those statements were found to be inappropriate and not fully in compliant in 78% of those things. So again, we don't even go into the private accommodation and ask them to create that child safety statement. So there's concerns that we don't know what's going on.
Niall Muldoon, Children's Ombudsman, thanks very much for that.